At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Almost feel like the battle for Atlantis doesn't feel nearly as big. Like, I just wonder where we're headed.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got this year among the field at the battle for Atlantis is South Florida and Wichita State. When you got multiple American teams, nothing against the American, but when you got multiple American teams.
You didn't get your first picks.
Yeah, or part of the field. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the players' era is going anywhere, and the incentives are just so – they're just so high for teams. I strongly believe that most teams, their top preference, if they're going to play in an MTE, their top preference is the players area. It just is. Like, money is what matters. That obviously is the bottom line for literally everybody in college sports, but especially college basketball. And players area is where it's at. Not only, you know, they also have the incentive of the best competition. Like, you're not going to go to, you know, you run the risk of, if you sign up to go to the Battle for Atlantis, that you may have to play, you know, somebody that doesn't help your resume or could even potentially hurt your resume.
Sure.
So, you know, the players era, despite what it doesn't have going for it right now, does have a lot going for it in terms of its staying power, I think.
I'd like to see a business model here, because the one thing that I am fascinated by is how is this sustainable? Like, is this just something that MGM, because it seems like it's mainly the MGM properties. So, like, I know there's some private equity money that I believe comes from Qatar also involved. And so, like, these are not, like, when you start dealing with those type of sovereignty funds, they are less worried about the return. But, like, I'm sitting there going, there's no way TNT spent $100 million on the TV contract. Like, and if they're paying out each team $1 million, like, I'm wondering, like, how sustainable is this thing?
Yeah, no, that, if there is a knock, as far as, like, the future, as far as the viability of that tournament, that's it. I mean, because, you know, some of the numbers that are being thrown around are not only, you know, extremely high right now, but they're only going to go up.
Right.
Like, they're only going to continue to go up. And so how do you do that? I mean, I certainly, obviously, you know, there's a lot of talk about the, just how gaudy the presentation is. Like, just how, you know, sell out the presentation is.
I mean, Lefko basically said, we are trying to, like, March Madness in November. And I was like, well, I don't know if you can do that in a tournament where we're counting point differential. Like, where's the bracket? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the way they're selling it, to your point.
Well, not only that, but I'm just gonna be honest. Like, it's right there in the name. It's March Madness, and the only reason that the biggest factor in the Madness equation is the Cinderellas and the upsets and the storylines and the
bracket itself.
Yeah, right. Like, and yes. And that's just not there. Like, if you're not inviting, you know, the 12 seeds and the 13 seeds and the 14 seeds, and so on and so forth, well, then there's nothing madness about it. So I feel like they may want to sort of punt on the March Madness in November concept and lean into what exactly it is, which is, you know,
a money grab.
Just Power Five money grab, yeah. Like the best of the Power Five, and you know, figure out a way to market it that way, because you know, March Madness in November ain't it.
No, and I am watching right now. Notre Dame, unfortunately, is the recipient of the pain that Houston is taking out from last night.
Oh boy, some frustration.
Yeah,
some Cougar frustration. Sorry, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame has played nearly 14 minutes of basketball and has 9 points.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That is, but at the same time, completely,
yep,
totally on brand with Houston.
Yeah. All right, my man. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank
you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your wife.
Yeah. Same to you.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the list. George and I will talk some more coaching carousel. Also, it's not Friday, but it's our last show. We're going to pick. We got a huge buffet. Huge buffet for our games of the weekend. We'll do that during hour number two as well. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company on 92.9 FM ESPN.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah. Going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers is the big Black Friday sale. It's a major diamond sale, so that means engagement rings, anniversary bands, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, everything is 30 to 50% off. And it's a great time of the year at Robert Irwin Jewelers because you can buy gifts that give gifts. If you spend $24.99 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers, with every purchase, you can get a free 55-inch smart TV, or a Nintendo Switch Lite, a Yeti 24 hard cooler, or Apple AirPods Pro 3 headphones. I don't know why that is so difficult to say. It's the number, I think, at the end, but it's like Apple AirPods Pro 3. Threes? I think it's the plural in the middle that's giving me issues. But you get the latest AirPods.
Get the newest AirPods.
AirPod Pros.
Specifically.
I think that's why it's the...
Wait,
it's the plural should be.
What were the ones that they made that were over the ear? Did they also call those AirPods or like?
I think those are the Pros.
But I thought AirPod Pros were the ones like the little ones with the tip.
I think those are AirPods. No,
those
you're
AirPods.
Right. What are the over the head?
I have no idea, because people still buy them, right?
So we had that was in the group chat. They're AirPod Maxes.
Ah.
There it is.
Had to have
AirPod Max.
Got to throw Max on there.
Yeah,
at some
of course.
Point.
Or Plus. You got to have that as well. I am not just speaking as an endorser. I myself am a customer of Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's where we got my wife's engagement ring. It's where we got our wedding bands. We've even added on to our engagement ring. We also take advantage of the free jewelry spa service for life. I cannot recommend that enough. Your jewelry comes out looking like the date that you got it. But there's also other reasons to go to Robert Irwin Jewelers. They have great financing options like 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Save big money on diamond jewelry and get your Christmas and holiday shopping done early, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices, 5 locations, or shop online at rijewelers.com. Let's get into the list. The Memphis Grizzlies. All right, George, Tigers are at home tonight, which means the Grizzlies are on the road. Cup game as they head down to New Orleans. Grizzlies currently a 3.5-point favorite. George, what did the injury report what did it reveal?
The only real thing that the injury report revealed, and this is from yesterday, so we don't have any updates just yet on our questionable player. It's the same five guys out: Javon Small, Ja Morant, Ty Jerome, BC. You know, those guys still out with their respective injuries. But Zach Edey, questionable with migraines.
So the update was migraines rather than the head issue, although, in fairness, when they said it was a head issue, that is a migraine. I weirdly felt better when it was revealed that it was migraines, because on the one hand, I actually thought one of the scarier parts of Monday night was we didn't see a specific play that he got hurt, and then you're just doing the math of, okay, well, is this concussion protocol? And then you're trying to figure out, because then it started getting scary. It's like, well, was he showing symptoms, like, on the bench? Like, what caused this? Well, we've later found out, not that this is entirely better, because he has had migraine issues before. I think he missed a couple of games last season. But these are migraines that are initially thought to have concussion symptoms, and that's why they sat him out. So it's not like this is necessarily jump for joy, but at least, you know, sometimes a concussion protocol, that can be 2 weeks. Like,
right.
It does feel like this is the type of issue that he could be good to go tonight.
Yeah, questionable usually means, like, game time decision. You know, they'll check him out.
Go
in
through
the
warm-ups,
arena.
See how it is.
Go through warm-ups, because, I mean, migraines can come and go. They can be really bad, not as bad. Think about it. They're also in a massive arena with a ton of lights just shining on the court. It could be, you know, light sensitivity, things like that, that kind of spark it, which, I mean, for what it's worth, those all sound like migraine issues that would come after a concussion.
A shot to the head, yeah.
Right, yeah, like those, not great, but it could be worse. It's not like we're talking about anything that'll require a surgery or anything like that that'll keep him out for weeks and months on end.
So the Grizzlies, this is a point that Eric has made on the show, despite the cup loss to the Lakers, the Grizzlies can go and get a win here in New Orleans. And again, it's only a 3.5-point line. And if Zion plays anything like he's been playing the last couple of nights, like quite the difficult feat. But like, this is an opportunity to actually like get us into the late stages of group play and cup play and actually like think about maybe advancing.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you really start looking at the point differential and things like that.
Yeah.
Looking
are they
going
to run it up? Are they going to like run fast breaks the last 45 seconds to try to get the points up?
Right. I'm seeing that the line right now is down to 1.5.
Okay. I was just looking over on ESPN Bet.
Yeah, that's where I have it pulled up on like the page, because I was curious, like, oh, Zion's been playing
see, I
well.
See it opening at 1.5 and currently at 3.5. That's on
ESPN
Bet.
Oh, my bad. I'm reading it backwards. You're absolutely right. See, and that's interesting to me, because I wonder if the... Actually, it's kind of on both ends, thinking about it, because you have Zach Edey questionable for this game for the Grizzlies, but we know for sure that Herb Jones is out for the Pels with, guess what, guys? Another calf injury.
Yeah, those seem to be what the NBA is most scared of, and you get it. I do also wonder if it's kind of anecdotal, because we've had such high-profile Achilles tears with Tatum.
Right, like Halliburton.
Halliburton.
KD.
Yeah, like, there's the Grizzlies are not the only franchise that is worried about it.
No. See, this is a thing across the league, and I do wonder, like, is there even a good path forward, like to try and mitigate them. Because the one I keep hearing going around is play less games.
Yeah, I mean,
shorten the season.
That's always the toughest one, where it's like, we know the answer, but I'm just never convinced that's going to happen.
No, like, how realistic of an answer is it?
Like,
right.
I would like to know, have the number of Achilles injuries or calf injuries that could be pre-Achilles, has the rate gone up? Because I also would like to know the cause. I think I've mentioned it on the show. I was watching a former trainer, NBA trainer.
Right.
And he proposed, his first theory is like, he basically threw out a couple of things. Number one, he threw out the lack of guys playing multiple sports.
And their specialization, yeah.
And before everyone rolls their eyes, his point was, instead of spending basically just the winter and sometimes throughout spring and summer on hard court, which are tougher on your joints.
Right. Spend more time on grass.
Football on grass or baseball on grass. Like
grass, clay,
correct,
you know,
stuff
a little softer.
That gives a little bit more. And so the fact that everybody's playing more games on hardwood, does that lead to more wear and tear? The other theory that I saw that I was like, okay, I'd like maybe to see a little bit more literature on this. As the game has gotten more kind of ice, even though we keep talking about pace, 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 it's a lot of guys that wind up in isolation situations doing unnatural body movements, sometimes to draw fouls.
Right.
But like, the number of moves and unnatural body movements that guys have seemed to add to their game, is that leading to it? Like, to me, it's like one of those things where it's like, I'd like to see a little bit more data than just, is it
anecdotal, 82 games,
pace, whatnot. Like,
the specialization, I actually kind of think there might be something to that, because it isn't just the playing on softer surfaces. Doing different things, playing different sports also grows your muscles in a different way.
Well, and if you're playing other sports, like we all know, like, you don't use the same muscles in basketball that you do in football, and you don't use the same muscles that you do in baseball.
Or soccer, you know, whatever it ends up being. No, absolutely. Like, that's kind of what I'm getting at, is like, the muscle groups are different. They grow differently from doing different things. The weird one that I saw for a little bit there was the talk of like that, I don't know if it's counted as unnatural movement, like the ghost step, that kind of like fake half step back, where it just adds that, like, it's pressure, it's pull.
I guarantee you, I bet this is coming from the Players Association.
Probably.
No, I bet you this one's coming. The amount of contact that they're allowing.
Even though a lot of that contact is...
Again, this is where I'd like to see
the literature.
I'd like to see the numbers, because I guarantee you what players are going to start saying is, was it 2 years ago after the All-Star break or after the All-Star game, where the players embarrassed Silver, which I would argue mistakenly, thought that they told me they're going to try hard this time.
Right.
And then they didn't. And all of a sudden, after the All-Star break, more contact was being allowed, and that's kind of been the norm. I would actually argue, though, from a product, I actually think that's a change that I kind of like, because I do like the ability that if you could play some defense, you can get a stop,
right,
rather than just praying for a miss. But I guarantee the players are going to start saying that it's related to that.
Oh, I'm sure. And the thing is, the other half of that, when it comes to the product of the game, is it goes from, and especially in super late game situations in these tight scenarios, it goes from, okay, wait a second, if I so much as breathe too hard next to this guy, I'm going to get called for a foul and they're going to the line for two. Okay, wait a second, we might be able to D up here, get an actual stop, we can let the game play out instead of the last 2 minutes of game taking 30 minutes.
Right. No, I'm with you. So, Grizzlies tonight, maybe Zach Edey returns. Again, the good news is, was not concussion protocol. Don't want to belittle migraines, because if it's a migraine that was severe enough that it resulted in concussion symptoms, go out on a limb and say that's not a great thing.
No, and I'm sure for Zach, of all people, probably not all that much fun. Whatever that plane ride was.
Oh, boy. All right, the coaching carousel.
Oh,
all
boy.
Right, so Brett McMurphy, early this morning, George sent this to me from the Everything app. College football personalities predict Lane Kiffin's decision via Brett McMurphy. And Brett is, of course, the first person to predict.
Got to be on there.
So there are a couple of things that I wanted to note. Number one, Brett McMurphy picks Ole Miss. Number two, Chris Lowe predicts Ole Miss. More on that in a moment. Feinbaum, Herbstreit, Desmond Howard, ESPN personalities all pick LSU. Two of those personalities, Kirk Herbstreit, Desmond Howard, also work with work with Nick Saban on College Game Day.
Right.
El Prez, Dave Portnoy picks Ole Miss. Big Cat picks LSU. Brandon Walker's trolling and picking Ole Miss. He's like setting it all up.
It's on brand.
Ross Dellinger of Yahoo picks LSU. I guess Ross is technically also a columnist for On3. Chris Doering of the SEC Network picks Florida.
Shocking.
Josh Pate of On3 picks LSU. Joel Klatt of Fox picks LSU. Gus Johnson picks LSU. Matt Berry, also of ESPN, picks Florida. Clay Travis, Andy Staples, Ari Wasserman. Andy and Ari work together, so I would imagine their information is going to be similar. They pick LSU. J.D. Pickle, I believe he's also at On3, picks LSU.
I think that's right.
Gary Danielson, I think he's the guy with great flow, the blonde hair guy.
Yes.
He's been popping up on the algorithm a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Danielson picks Ole Miss. Tom Fornelli of CBS Sports picks the Tennessee Titans. I love Tom's pick because Tom trolls just enough that I don't know if it's serious or not.
Oh, he sprinkles it in. Like,
correct.
Just the right amount.
Correct.
Seasons it.
So I bring all of this up because I do know this to be true. For whatever the reason, today, Ole Miss is a little bit more optimistic on the return of Lane Kiffin. I am not saying if you made me say, gun to my head, what's my prediction? But there is more optimism. And I was also curious about this. So the other moves on the carousel, we saw Jim Mora go to Colorado State today.
Can I just say also, super happy for him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's awesome.
I keep waiting. Colorado State is like the P or the G6 Arizona State for me, where it's like I keep waiting for some, like I've been told it's a sleeping giant, but it's not really adding up. But I think Jim Mora can go do a good job there. So that was a sensible hire to me. We've also had reports, and I've seen no one deny reports, but I'm still waiting for the Pete Thamel confirmation.
Yes.
But we have reports out of Arkansas that they will be hiring Alex Golish. Now, this is where I start to get interested. Did Alex Golish go to Arkansas? If he did, let's operate that that's true.
Operating on that Golish is the next coach in Arkansas.
Because I think it's also important to know this. While no, it hasn't been confirmed by Thamel or Pete Nakos.
Also hasn't been denied.
Nobody's denied it today. So I am certainly taking stock of that. Did Eric Morris going to Oklahoma State happen because Alex Golish went to Arkansas? Or did Alex Golish go to Arkansas because Eric Morris went to Oklahoma State?
Huh.
Because I do think this is the reason why I bring it up in the midst of the Kiffin conversation. I don't know how high up on the pecking order he would have been, but I do know Alex Golish very much wanted the Ole Miss job.
Interesting.
So is this a signal that industry people think Ole Miss is not opening up, or is this a situation where we kind of talked about this at the beginning of the show? If I am Florida, I'm giving up on Lane Kiffin. I really do think we've reached the point where it's Ole Miss or it's LSU. And maybe I should say it this way. It's LSU or maybe it's Ole Miss.
Barring weird other circumstances that...
Barring other jobs opening up.
Correct, which we talked about yesterday.
Correct. If I am Florida, I am going and trying to... I'm punting on Kiffin.
Right.
And I'm trying to beat everyone to the Summerall punch. Because he appears he is running second. But he's running second to a guy I don't think they're going to get. And so my thing is, if I'm Florida, I'm trying to stage the coup. Because if the intel's correct in that Summerall actually does prefer Ole Miss to Auburn, he can be Auburn's coach tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Although, let DJ Durkin win on Saturday.
Oh, jeez, don't even.
Again. But yeah. What I'm sitting there doing is I'm doing the Summerall, hey, you got 48 hours.
Tell us no.
And if you tell us no, we're moving on.
Right.
Because then Summerall's got to sit there and go, maybe I prefer another job, but I've got the Florida job. So I think that would be interesting. But this is the other thing about Kiffin and Ole Miss. If you're an LSU fan and you got your heart set on Kiffin and nothing else will do, I think you've got to root harder than ever for Mississippi State to beat Ole Miss. And while some of that logic has never made sense to me, it's like, wait a minute. So you want the guy that was in the biggest game in school history.
And arguably of his career.
Correct. That would solidify a playoff berth in a home game. You want the guy that lost that game? Because theoretically, you're going to pay him $13 or $14 million to win those games. And this isn't the type of thing where Ole Miss has got to go beat Georgia, and you sit there and go, well, come on, look at the other roster.
Oh, yeah, it's Georgia on the road, you know, whatever it ends up being.
Correct.
No, it's a 5-6 SEC team with close losses or close wins against some of the other bottom feeders.
A significantly improved football team, no doubt.
Zero doubt in my mind. Much better than last year. But they still aren't great. They're fine.
They have won one conference game against a team that's won zero conference games.
They didn't play Kentucky this year, did they?
They did not.
I'm thinking.
We lost two of the greatest cross-division rivals of all time, Ole Miss and Vandy, and Kentucky and Mississippi State. Yeah. Look at what all this expansion's done to us, taking away, like, appointment television. But the reason why you need him to lose, if that's what you've got your heart set on,
if
Ole Miss loses that game, Lane Kiffin can actually not show up in Oxford.
No. I hope he brought his yoga mat with him to Starkville. That's all I'll say.
I still think this winds up. I think if he made me pick, I would say LSU.
Me too.
I have always contended, though, whether I thought he was staying. I never actually bought the Florida thing. I thought the Florida thing was a lot more hype, buzz.
Right.
I always go back to, oftentimes when you cover these highly dramatic events, whether it be an NCAA investigation, a coaching search, what your gut instinct is oftentimes way more right than you think, because that's actually the cleanest. You're not being manipulated by agent speak or
right
other factors.
It isn't only coming from the or I don't want to even say noise, but just the mass amount of different information that's coming in from so many different sources
with different agendas.
Either different agendas, places where they got their information, or even just wrong information. Like people are just straight up wrong.
Yeah. I keep going back to the day that Brian Kelly got fired. My first thought was, that's way worse for Ole Miss than Florida.
Hand up, because we talked about it that day, the exact same thing.
Now, what is also interesting to me, Ole Miss is in a position that if he really does say, I'm coming back, they can't say no.
No, there's...
They have to sit there and do it, and then I think you're going to have to, like, do some big show of, like, literally on Saturday, give me the... make it, like, a contract signing WWE style. Like, give me the contract. I'm signing. I'm never leaving. Like, that kind
of
thing.
On the gigantic check with the Egg Bowl, like, with the trophy that, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Fanfare and all.
I do think more Ole Miss fans, even more so than in 2022, I think there's more of the fan base that would say good riddance than probably meets the eye.
Yeah.
Now, as you could make the argument that's stupid.
No, it is.
There's been lots of examples where fan bases were tired of a coach.
And it was a bad decision.
And
the other part of it, which, and this is, you know, you and I talked about this a little bit before the show, I tend to lean more towards the I am tired of my coach being a diva kind of a sect of the fan base. But at the same time, look at the rest of this hiring cycle and look at the other openings that are still out there.
Sure.
Like, in the similar conversation of what I know a portion of the Memphis fan base is going through right now with Ryan Silverfield. If he were to leave, do they want him to leave? Things like that. Do they want there to be a move made? Okay. And this has been my question with anything, any actual coaching change, switch, search. This even goes back to last year with the Grizzlies. You and I talked about this. I've talked about this with everyone. The question for me always comes down to, okay, sure, comma, then who? Because if the then who is not a good answer or not something concrete, why make the change?
The simplest answer is oftentimes the people that write the checks are emotional and they say, like, I'm done with them.
Sure. And, like to a point, especially in the current era of college football, that's a fine enough reason. But then I would also ask the people writing the checks, okay, for you to keep writing the checks, then who? You know what I mean?
This is the other issue, though, is I think Ole Miss fans, and I'm watching it with my wife, because she's very much don't let the door hit you in your ass, although I would also argue don't ever get on. That woman holds a grudge. there's proof of concept with Lane.
That is true.
I also think this is true. I think the Ole Miss operation doesn't get enough credit in this. I think Lane is a great coach. I also think Lane gets more credit than the roster does.
I will agree with that, and I will definitely agree on the first part of that conversation being the organization now kind of top to bottom, because look at the other programs that are doing well. Especially since the current athletic director, Keith Carter, was hired, and he made coaching hires and divvied out the
Walker
funding.
Walker Jones taking over the collective. Forgive me, I'm not trying to not give credit, but the attorneys that, right when it happened, they're like, you cannot set this up as a nonprofit. Like, they're like, no way. So they were ahead of the game there. But also, like, I give, and this is where the Kiffin question comes into play. It's like, how much of the donations and whatnot is tied to him. Now, if he leaves, like, is that a motivational factor? For instance, we saw with BYU when Mark Pope left for Kentucky.
Whew.
By the way, his alma mater.
Right.
Like, yes, I understand Mark is also a Mormon. He played basketball at Kentucky, and they offered him the job, but BYU was like, we'll show him.
And then they go out and get A.J. DeBance.
Correct.
By the way.
Money well spent.
Dude.
Does that motivate Ole Miss? Like, I have no idea. But, like, I think my bottom line on this one is, this has nothing to do with my family ties. This has everything to do with, I used to love coaching carousel season. This story itself has been gross to me.
Right.
Like, there's just everything. I'm like, I'm good.
Is it almost a little sad in a way? Like, there's some parts of it that almost just, like, reek of desperation for different things.
It's everything that's wrong with the sport in one story. It's why I would equate it to this. So before everyone goes, oh, Johnny Reb just is upset, I don't care. Like, in fact, I would actually argue, I think you can make this argument. It's best for Ole Miss, and it's best for Lane Kiffin to go to LSU. Sure. I'm not sure it's best for LSU. I have no idea. Because I am not certain in this world going and buying another name brand coach, which, by the way, I thought the whole point of the governor was we're not going to overpay for the coach and whatnot. It's like, well, you're going to pay top dollar. Like, you are paying sticker price.
You might be paying
maybe plus
above sticker price.
Do you remember in the early part of the pandemic when used cars were going for more than when they were brand new?
Yes. Yes.
That's what you're paying.
Absolutely.
Now,
I mean,
they'll argue if he wins, like, it's fine, but it's like, what happens when he goes 10-2, 9-3? He still has zero championships.
Right? Like, that's...
I think it's entirely fair to say that Lane Kiffin is more built for this world than Brian Kelly was.
Yes.
Brian Kelly had accomplished more in football than Lane Kiffin did when they hired Brian Kelly.
Also, yes. Those are two fair statements.
So, here we are. All right, we got a big weekend of games. We're going to pick our top five. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, George. We got a loaded, loaded rivalry week. Big NFL slate. We've even got, thanks be to the commish, we got an Amazon Prime Black Friday special. Your number five game of the week.
I really wanted to try and fit in some NFL in here. I just couldn't find any that really, really spoke to me that loudly. My number five, I'm going with the battle of the state of Tennessee. Vanderbilt at Tennessee. This game does still have some consequence, some potential consequence for the road team.
Well, I mean, the other thing that would be fascinating about this game is if Ole Miss were to lose on Friday, Vanderbilt is probably playing for an opportunity
to leave it up to the committee.
Correct.
Bingo.
There's also this weird thing where I weirdly think, like, when I say Tennessee's year, I think most people are like, they've only beat the bad teams. neither team has beaten, Vandy is included in this.
Yeah.
Vandy has not beaten a team in the SEC with a winning record.
That's true.
In SEC play. Same holds for Tennessee. Vols are at home.
We know Knoxville is going to be jumping for that one.
I think I looked it up this morning. Maybe it's, and so Vandy's a dog. Slight home teams, like that have been, the number's been slight. They've actually done pretty well.
Yeah, this is a, it's
2.5 right now, right?
3.5.
3.5.
But still, that's just about a.
Well, that's weird because I think everybody, the public's on Vandy. Hmm. Now, Vandy's been one of those public betting teams that.
They're going to get some money.
They've been getting some covers.
Right.
All right. I don't hate that pick. I'm going with tomorrow night, Bengals-Ravens. It's Burrow's return.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone thinks that the division's now the Ravens. Like, Burrow's now just in spoiler mode.
Oh, yeah. He is. This is prime time for him.
Well, and it's also like if they rush him back and it looks obvious, it's like, are they going to have to make a coaching change? Like, storylines galore in that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're number four.
My number four, I'm going with the game. I'm going with Ohio State at Michigan. We talked about this with CJ, that this game is always a big one, no matter what. And we talked about even last year what happened with Ryan Day after a loss. But to your point, what if Michigan just isn't actually all that good?
Yeah.
Relative, of course, to Ohio State.
I've struggled with this one because this game is fascinating to me if you can tell me this is a fourth quarter game.
Right.
I can also see a universe where this game is a hyper non-competitive 13-3.
Ugh.
Where, like, much like kind of the Texas Ohio State game.
Yeah,
like,
where Ohio State kind of just gums it up and they just make it a slog. And
I like this spot here. I'm going to take it at number four as well. Also, we have the potential for snow football.
We do always have that potential. That is good. The one good thing the best thing with so many of these games during rivalry week, there's the hatred.
Oh, yeah. No,
hate factor.
Again, I used to think this game's overrated. The last 5 years have completely changed my opinion. Number three.
My number three, I'm going with another game full of hate here with still quite a bit of implication. I'm going with Texas A&M in Austin.
All right, my number three, I'm going with Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Honestly, for me, it's lower on my list because the drama around the game
is less about the game.
Correct.
Right.
Like,
no, that's
if Ole Miss remembers that Kewon Lacy's on the team,
he makes it hard to forget.
Like, State's run defense has been god awful.
We saw what Ahmad Hardy did,
but there's always the element of Mississippi State playing for a bowl eligibility. Can ruin Ole Miss's dream season. Like, there's all that. But there's also the Kiffin of it.
Right.
Number two.
I'm going with, this one is mostly about implication. I have the ACC matchup here.
Yeah.
I've got Miami Pitt.
Well, there's also, like, just an argument for ACC chaos. Like,
right.
Virginia goes to Virginia Tech. Like, they're in win and in.
Yeah,
SMU is in a win and in, but they got to go to Cal, just fire their coach. Like, is that a fired coach bump? Is that like a, they're ready to quit?
Are they just
going
to let JKX go out there and ball?
Correct. Like, then Miami Pitt, then you have Georgia Tech. Like, there's all this ACC chaos. That's why I struggle to pick just one, but I think you're right. Because also for Miami, it's like, does Miami not only have to beat Pitt, but do they have to slaughter Pitt? Because
to finally get a little bit of that extra bump, well, respect committee.
Notre Dame
thing.
Just abused them 2 weeks ago. Like, is that going to be a commonality? Like,
yeah.
All right, my number two is Alabama-Auburn.
The Iron Bowl, man. That one was a tough one to leave off. I love that game.
I don't have a problem with you leaving it off. My thing is, Alabama's played just not that great.
They've played well enough.
And then you have the last three times this has been a close game in Auburn at night. I think also I saw cold weather.
I believe you're right. Having been to Jordan-Hare, it's right now 49 degrees, cloudy.
Okay. All right. And your number one?
I mean, I think it's an easy one, at least for me.
Your team's playing for a home playoff game.
My team is playing for a home playoff game. Obviously, it's the Egg Bowl. And then, clearly, I value the rivalry aspect in a lot of this, and I don't. There are few rivalries in college football right now that are, tend to be as crazy as this one.
Yeah, the weird thing, though, is now in this era,
it's kind of more chill.
It's much more relaxed. But the rivalry is more between the fans than it is like, listen, I remember once upon a time Deuce McAllister slaughtering a Mississippi State guy with his helmet in warm-ups. Yeah. Did not get ejected.
Nope.
Yep, that's a lot of good ones. My number one is Texas and Texas A&M. And the reason why is it is fascinating to me because I think we think A&M's good.
I mean, we talked about this, too. Who have they played?
An undefeated team is going on the road as a 2.5-point favorite. Like, I think now it's down to 2. And part of me is like, I just kind of want to see the chaos. All right, we will come back. We'll tell our story next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got to go to Jordan, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, who quote tweeted something that was totally not her burner account, the account Dexter 123455, in response to a Pablo Torre tweet, why don't you do a story on the women who are the actual victims of men? Where's the money funding Pablo Torre coming from? This is when Jordan quote tweets and says, what a phenomenal question. Who funds PTFO? Who is going to pull a Pablo Torre on Pablo Torre? Meadowlark Media and...
It's on literally every episode.
I totally love that she wasn't quoting her own burner there.
100% not. Oh, especially the cute dog profile picture, too.
Oh,
come on.
Oh.
Don't be ridiculous.
All right, I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the family time. George, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Right back at
good
you,
luck,
my man.
Good luck to you on Friday, because that also means good luck to my wife.
Thank you, sir.
This has been Jeffrey Wright saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.